This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Hello and welcome to a Sports Superstation production, and that is the Hot Corner, as this is our 16th episode of the season. I'm your host, as always, Ryan McKenna, and boy, do we have a lot in store for you today. We will start things off with your up-to-date standings in all the divisions as of Sunday at about 2:10 Atlantic time. And also, other than the standings, a few teams clinched their divisions this week, so we will have all of that for you, as well as the Arizona Diamondbacks. They hired a new general manager this week, and Jose Bautista landed his name in the record books. It's all in store for you today. Here's the updated standings.
The Hot Corner, updated standings.
All right, as we take a look at our standings, this is the division standings right here. We're starting off in the American League with the American League East. The Tampa Bay Rays have been playing hot lately, winning four straight. Therefore, they are up on the Yankees, who are on a four-game losing streak. The Rays are up by a game and a half on the Yankees. Now, I'd say Boston's chances, they're not in the AL East. It's more so the wild card. We'll get there in a minute. Now in the American League Central, the Twins, they locked up that division this week, clinching the AL Central with a record of 92-62. In the American League West, the Texas Rangers, they clinched a playoff spot and their division last night. As we look on now towards the National League, in the East, the Phillies, oh my goodness, they have been extremely hot. They won 11 games entering last night's play. And then they lost, although they still have a chance. Their magic number is at 2, so if they can get a couple wins this either today and tomorrow, they'll be all set. The Braves, they are pretty much, I mean, it's going to have to take a miracle to now to win the division at least. More on them in the wild card, but they in the division, they are 6 games behind the Phillies. In the Central, Cincinnati's looking about the same way as the Phillies are right now. They have a 6.5 game lead up on the Cardinals. I'd say the Cardinals, they aren't looking too hot. I'll say that much. Now in the American League West, like I mentioned last week, this is probably the most intriguing division of all. The San Diego Padres, they've won their last couple, and therefore they took a half game lead in the NL West last night. Oh, they're leading the Giants by half game, and the Colorado Rockies, who also won last night, by 4 games. Now, as we take a look towards our wild card standings in the American League, it is the New York Yankees that lead the wild card. They are 5.5 games up on the Boston Red Sox. Now, saying that, the Red Sox still have a chance. They won on Friday night, Saturday night, and if they win tonight, that could potentially put them in a position for a major upset. Now, the big thing is the series next weekend. The Red Sox and Yankees clash off next weekend to finish off or to wrap up their series in the last weekend of regular season baseball. If for some reason or by some chance the Red Sox can pull off a miracle, sweep the Yankees that weekend, and the Yankees continue to lose like they have been, you never know, folks. You just never know. Now, in the National League, extremely tight still with the Atlanta Braves win yesterday. And as we mentioned later on, Bobby Cox's 1,500th win, they pull even with the San Francisco Giants in the wild card. Now, the Rockies, as we mentioned earlier, they have a 3.5 game lead. Or not a lead, sorry, but they have 3.5 games to catch up to the Braves and Giants. Very, very big week of baseball, folks, that's for sure. It will be tight. That's it for the standings. We're going to move it on now to the news.
The Hot Corner News.
The Arizona Diamondbacks named their new general manager this week, and it is Kevin Towers. Towers will also take on the role of executive vice president, as well as he is on a 2-year contract, according to ESPN's Buster Olney. It looks as though Tower's first plan is to find a manager, and after that, he plans on winning right away. Or at least it seems that way with this quote. Quote, "I'm not a big believer in 5-year plans, 6-year plans. I want to win next year, and these guys want to win next year, and I think that was the beauty of coming here to work with them," end quote. Towers was the Yankees' assistant general manager this year. Jose Bautista reached a category that not many people can say they reached, and that is the 50 home run plateau in a single season. Bautista says, quote, "It's really a big honor to be put in that elite group of hitters," end quote. And that elite group that he is talking about, well, the last people to hit 50 home runs were Alex Rodriguez and Prince Fielder. That was back in 07, so I would say that's a quite elite group indeed. The Blue Jays went on to win that game 1-0. Also in that game, however, there wasn't just Bautista's milestone. Ichiro had a milestone as he doubled and singled in the game, and that is good for his 20th straight 200-hit season, which is by far an amazing task, especially playing on a just-fair-thank-you team this year, the Seattle Mariners. The Toronto Blue Jays must have enjoyed Vegas and its people, as on Tuesday they signed an extension with their AAA affiliate, the Las Vegas 51s. The deal is in place for 2 years. The New York Yankees paid tribute to the boss, George Steinbrenner, earlier this week by displaying a giant memorial in Monument Park. The plaque reads, Purchased the New York Yankees on January 3, 1973. A true visionary who changed the game of baseball forever, he was considered the most influential owner in all of sports. In his 37 years as principal owner, the Yankees posted a Major League best 566 winning percentage while winning 11 American League pennants and 7 World Series titles, becoming the most recognizable sports brand in the world. In attendance for the memorial were Steinbrenner's family, Commissioner Bud Selig, and a bit of a surprise to some, former Yankees manager Joe Torre. This was Torre's first visit at the new Yankee Stadium since 2007 when he declined a contract from the Yankees. Also, in accordance to Torre, being in New York, David Wells is one of those guys who you just, he likes to sound off sometimes. And with Torre being in Yankee Stadium, Wells decided it was a great time to take some shots at Torre and Torre's reputation. Big Quads Wells, that's my new nickname for him, is still rattled about the 97 playoffs when Torre took him out of the starting rotation in the playoffs. Wells was PO'd that Torre got a pitching coach to tell Wells of his decision and not Torre himself personally telling Wells of the news. Wells sees Torre as this. Quote, "I don't like him at all. As a manager, I think he's terrible. He wasn't a fair manager. He didn't treat people the same. He definitely didn't treat me the same. If he tells you anything else, he's a liar." End quote. He also went on to call Torre a coward. Some intriguing news this past week from Commissioner Bud Selig, as he stated that there will be no increased replays for the 2010 postseason. Selig did say he brought the subject up with a special committee of managers, executives, and owners that was formed in December, but said that he didn't get the feel that there was a whole lot of support for increasing replays. Stan Kasten, the Washington Nationals president, announced on Thursday that he will be stepping down of his position this coming week. Kasten has been with the Nationals since mid-2006, and well, let's be honest, he didn't do much. The Nationals have been dead last over the past number of years. Now, speaking of the Nationals and a player that Kasten had a hand in drafting and signing, Bryce Harper, he played his first professional baseball game on Thursday. The game, an instructional league contest, seen Harper go 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts and played only 5 innings. Harper explains that he hasn't seen pitching in 5 months, so for the meantime, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. After clinching a playoff spot late Tuesday evening, the Minnesota Twins named their starter for the first game of the ALDS on Wednesday. Southpaw Francisco Laureano will get the ball for the Ron Gardenhire coached Twins. In 29 starts this season, Laureano is 14-8 with a 3.44 ERA. After Game 1, the ball will go to Carl Pavano for Game 2. Bobby Cox continued to build his legacy on Saturday as his Bray squad won him his 2,500th win. He is just the fourth manager to accomplish the feat. The Braves beat the Nationals 5-0. Just a few days since being released by the St. Louis Cardinals, infielder Felipe Lopez was signed by the Boston Red Sox for the remainder of the season. The move was made to add infield depth as Marco Scudero is battling a tear in his rotator cuff. Lopez was cut by the Cardinals due to attendance and punctuality issues, aka showing late for a game, something that the Associated Press learned was not a first-time occurrence. According to Buster Olney of ESPN the magazine, there's a bit of a shakeup in the MLB front office. Bob Dupuy, the CEO and president of Major League Baseball for the past 8 years, will be stepping down. The news was brought forward by three high-ranked officials who also went on to say that Dupuy's relationship with Bud Selig isn't as great as it used to be. And wrapping up the news, just a quick update for you on the trial of Andrew Gallo, the man accused of killing Angels rookie pitcher Nick Adenhart and two of his friends. A judge has found Gallo guilty of driving with a suspended license, but the charges for murder, as well as other charges, will have to wait as the jury did not make a decision on Friday. Up next is the injury report.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
The Texas Rangers did not get very good news as their MVP slugger Josh Hamilton learned he has two fractured ribs. Hamilton suffered the injury in early September when he crashed into the outfield wall, making a catch against the Twins. Hamilton received an anti-inflammatory injection for the pain and will be a couple of days to see if the injection helped any. They are not ruling him out for the rest of the season as of yet. So we'll have to keep you up to tabs with that, and we'll see what happens. That's it for the injury report. I hope you all enjoyed our show today. I had a lot of fun doing it, that's for sure. A big week coming up in baseball. Hopefully you get the chance to take it all in. As I mentioned, the Red Sox series next weekend, as well as the Padres, Giants, and Rockies will all be battling it out this week. Our next episode will be a playoff preview show as Adam Connolly joins me for the first time since the start of the season, and we will break down each series. I'm leading it this week with a bit of a different song. This one's new, and it's by a band called Fire East Movement. This one's called Like a G6. I'll see you next week.
The Hot Corner is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Editing and technical director is Matthew McKenna. Marketing department and assistant technical director is Mitchell McKenna. Engineer, Patrick McKenna. Senior baseball analyst, Adam Connolly. See you next week. Like a G6. Give me that Momo wet. Give me that Christmas staff. Ladies love my style. At my table getting wild. Get them bottles popping. We get that dripping, that drop. Now give me two more bottles, cause you know it don't stop. Hell yeah, drink it up, drink it up. Sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk. They be acting like they drunk, acting like they drunk. With sober girls around me, they be acting like they drunk. Bottles in the eye. Like a G6.